Infectious Airborne Feeding Secretary of the Washington Foundation by first name Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, and his middle initial is Q, and his last name is Jones, J-O-N-A-S. His date of birth is 12/31/1961. The evaluation is 10/14/2013. Skip the identifying confirmation and history, and go to the history presentedness. The information provided by the patient and his wife who came with him. The patient started to have a significant medical problems where he had a dual hip replacement surgery at the age of 37, which is a very young for a for this kind of surgery. When we try to assess the impact of that on his life, we talk about the effect on his physical condition, where it seems that he has sustained a lot of limitation related to that. He reported that he has a daily pain. That issue prevented him from socialization. He wanted to be home all the time, very irritable. His wife said that she cannot tolerate people, friends. He also cannot tolerate the kids around. The pain also affected his sleep, affected his intimacy, also caused him to have a problem at work. He has a issues with his supervisors, where he was accused on numerous occasions that he doesn't listen, he doesn't finish tasks, and he also has a many complaints from the patient, from the people who supervise, and that's it's a very hard to get along with. He also said that affected him mentally. He feel like he's a failure, and that he could have achieved much more than what he did. His wife indicated that he's not active around the house, and his condition prevent him from doing so. And if they went for an outing or to the mall, he always look for a place to sit. He doesn't like crowd or go to involve in any activities. He was screened for several psychiatric disorder, and he was screened positive for a major depressive disorder. When he was asked about suicide, he reported that on many occasions he felt like disappearing, and he's better off not to be here. He thought about suicide, especially when he got frustrated, when he feel like he's a failure, but he never done anything. He indicated that he said most of the time he feel more discouraged about the future than he used to, and he feel like it's a failure. He gets very little pleasure from things he used to enjoy. He feels guilty over many things he have done or should have done. He feel like it's being punished. He lost confidence in himself. He feel like running, but he cannot. He feel more restless and agitated. He's a much less interested in other people and things. He also is indecisive, and they have a much greater difficulty in making decisions than he used to. He feels worthless, and he feels that he doesn't have much energy. He sleeps a lot less than usual, and mostly that related to pain. He's irritable. and much more irritable than usual, his appetite much greater than usual, and his concentration has been worse. He's tired and fatigued most of the time, and he's much less interested in sex right now. He also endorsed experience of a intense fear and anxiety that's come out of nowhere without any apparent reason. During those episodes, he feels like his heart racing and pounding, breaking up in a sweat, and feel dizzy, lightheaded, and unsteady. And he feel like he might faint. He also got a strong fear in being at certain places, like being in crowded places or being on a bridge or in town. Diagnostic assessment is a major depressive disorder, moderate to severe without psychotic feature, and related to his multiple medical problems and a pain, especially hip pain and limitation. Panic disorder with agoraphobia, access 2 not done, access 3, multiple medical problems, and that include hypertension, obesity, knee pain, shoulder pain, erectile dysfunction, back pain, hip pain, status post hyperplacement, erectile dysfunction, arthritis, degenerative disc disease, and a history of hernia. Access forces are related to a multiple medical problem and physical limitation, and access 5 is a hernia. Treatment and combination psychotherapy and psychopharmacology are very well recommended. I have screened the patient also for a sleep apnea. His wife indicated that he snores loudly and he stopped breathing during his sleep. He never had sleep study done. I talked to him about the medication, so we're going to start trazodone 50 mg POQHS and a Zoloft 50 mg POQD. I discussed with him the risk and benefit of taking this medication per usual. I will see the patient after 4 weeks sooner if needed.